Good morning, Big Town Man. Good morning, Big Town Man. Shane the Knuckle Brain. here again. This is one of my sort of issues about dealing with fucking people who just don't. Rather than just say, I don't know, you know, they'll fuck you around for hours with all these side questions that sort of go nowhere, you know. And here's the case in point. In the next couple of days, we're going to have a lot of fucking rain coming down. And I want to paint something with an exterior paint. But because I have an understanding of paint and paint technology and, people who, you know, they paint things in microns of thickness and, it's a measured sort of coating and all this other sort of stuff. And I thought, well, I want a ballpark, fairly accurate sort of ballpark figure on a standard sort of coat. What is the actual drying time so that the paint is actually set? As opposed to being touched, it says, oh, it's touch dry in 2 hours, you know. That's not the same as actually being at the rated sort of coverage rate of X amount of meters, square meters per litre or whatever. That's not that. And from that ratio, I can calculate by simply putting up a single thick coat, you know. So that's going to give me my drying time or setting time. It's in a funny position, and it's nearly sort of 3 litres. It's going to take, say, about 2.5 litres to cover the area. But that's nearly 3 litres, and I figure since it's going to be put up once and it's in a sort of inaccessible sort of position, I can just coat the fucking thing with a good layer of paint and just leave it, you know, let it paint it in the morning, let it dry all day and, you know, that sort of thing. And because of the... So I want to know what the coverage, you know, the coverage, I know what the coverage is per litre of paint, how many square metres per litre. And so based upon that sort of thickness, what the actual setting time for the full coat is, and from that I can calculate out, you know, like an extra thick coat, which say 1.5 times as thick as again, you know. And yeah, but nowhere on the tin of the Warpermure fucking paint does it say, please allow at least six hours drying time before expected rain. It says the touch dry time, but it doesn't say the average, you know, depending on, you know, relative humidity, it might be really high, it might be really low, temperature, all that sort of stuff, but if you sort of give a ballpark figure saying 6 hours, it'll be fully cured, you know. Or at 25 degrees centigrade with, say, 50% relative humidity, it will be cured at the coverage ratio in 6 hours, you know. But there's nothing on the tin on the actual setting time for the full thickness coat. And so I've contacted, I found out that Warpermure is now owned by Dulux, and so I contacted the fucking Dulux. Because this shit's not written on the tin, you know, I contacted the Dulux technical support, and I got this cunt who was just fobbing, you know, asking one question, rather than just saying, oh, well, look, you know, if you get your fucking paint, and it's, you know, applied at the ratio of, you know, X amount of litres to cover X amount of square metres, and it's average temperature of, say, 25 degrees C, it'll be fully cured and rain proof within 6 hours, you know. He didn't have any fucking idea, you know, because and so he just fucks me around with all these questions that have nothing to do with actually answering the question, you know. And so enough of this shit, and I just cracked the shits and basically came down on him. I just, you know, quit fucking me around. And, you know. And I do that with lots of organisations. I'm really good at getting to the fucking core of the issue, you know. You know, because when you, you know, things like, you know, if you go at the standardised sort of coverage rate of X amount of square metres per litre of paint, and the humidity varies from, say, 50% relative humidity to 75% relative humidity, that'll add, say, an extra hour and a half or 2 hours to the drying time, you know what I mean? And if the temperature drops, then the evaporation drops, and then the chemical reaction with the atmosphere drops, you know, that slows down. So then, you know, if it's high humidity and very low temperatures, it's going to fucking take ages to cure. So you can just bump that up by about 3 or 4 hours, you know what I mean? You know, but if it's very low humidity, like, say, 20%, say 25% humidity, and it's, say, 30 degrees, then you instead of taking 6 hours for the standard sort of coating process, it'll take, say, 4 hours, you know, it'll be fully cured. But this is just like one of these dumb cunts, they just don't fucking know the basics. And this is like for, you know, this is a, you know, national / international paint company, and is the technical support. So, you know, I just got fucking shits. I'm fed up with dumb cunts that don't know the basics, you know. Yeah. So anyway, I'll quit whinging. I'll quit fucking just, you know, having the shits up about this, and I'll post the fucking call.
I'm all right, thanks. How are you going?
You make me feel very depressed.
That's the way. How can I help you today?
And in fact, you've just ruined my day.
How's that?
Oh, you know, I've just been a miserable cunt, I guess, you know. I've got some Wolpermuir low sheen blockout UV white paint, you know. Right? And, it doesn't say on the tin how much time you've got to allow before rain comes.
Well, I probably wouldn't say that. What product is it, sorry?
It's a Wolpermuir white paint. It's the UV stuff. Hmm.
Stereo. Lockout UV.
Yeah.
Low sheen, was it?
Yeah, paint's paint, you know what I mean? And, you know. Because if it's going to start pissing down at 2 o'clock in the morning, what's the sort of cut-off point to allow time to dry?
Generally, it's hours, recoat time's 2 hours.
Yeah, but that's not like if, you know, 2 o'clock, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and it starts with torrential rain, will it be sort of not touch dry but dry enough to actually resist the rain?
What are you painting there? Sorry.
Just raise the fucking paint dry enough. How much time do I need before it rains?
Well,